Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. And you feel that bounce in my voice, ladies and gentlemen? A couple of reasons for this. Yeah. A couple of reasons for this. Number one, missed you guys. I had some business out to attend to later. Business conference I had to go to, I should say. Excuse me. Last weekend, so I wasn't able to do a show. I could have tried to do one, but it wouldn't have been the quality that you guys are used to. I wouldn't have been attentive to it. I don't know if I had the privacy to do it. I was in Buffalo last weekend, a beautiful trip down there with a couple of good friends of mine, good friends and business partners, I should say. also, I was... I was just in business conference, but also the second reason why you hear that bounce in my voice, I am no longer doing the show from where I've been doing it at. It's to say, I was in a home with other people, couples. I should say, I don't know if I probably got messed up on that word right there, couples, but a couple other couples. You know, other things that would go on in there. It was my family. It's all good. You know, I don't hate them or nothing like that. It wasn't even a problem living there. But at times I would do the show, and I don't really feel like, I kind of feel like my energy was kind of closed off. Because sometimes as soon as I would start the show, you know, then everybody started talking and the kids started playing. As soon as I say, thank you for calling on the spirit to come off, just go. But right now, I'm in my own spot. Before I even got in here, I was like, yo, is it quiet? So, yeah, this is the new and revamped, more quiet One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. This is the show when your host is amped because he can do what he want to do. With elbow room. So, welcome back to the Friday Night Hangout, ladies and gentlemen. The Friday Night Hangout. Yeah. Now, you know what's been happening? It's been a wild month. You know, the holidays were going on last month and all that kind of stuff. I was scheduling shows and having to redo them for whatever reason, stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know exactly if I'll be doing this one. I mean, this night, I had the option to go and hit that lick, you know. For you guys who don't know, I don't have a job, man. I hit licks. So I had that opportunity to do that. But I'm like, no. My first weekend in my new spot, for one, I got this. Can you hear it? Hold up. Can you? Quiet. Plus, you know, I need to settle in, get some stuff done. I'm pretty much done with all of that, you know, so I can get reacclimated to what I do. But one of the main reasons I didn't go, because I could have went to work tonight, but because I got a 9-piece. When I say 9-piece, I got a 9 hot. Solid hours. Yeah. Got to go to the bathroom like twice, but other than that, I was good to hook. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Sleep, solid 9-piece. Yeah. And I could have, but you know, I was like, you know what? I'm doing a show tomorrow night. I missed last week altogether. I didn't do a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, you know, and you know, I love doing this show. So, where you're the cause, I'm the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. But I'm inexplicably right now, I'm missing my Zen music. I think I could fix that though. But you know, I know I had a Zen, but I'm gonna fix that in the near future. It's a little quiet right now, but you know, I like to have that Zen music in the background. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it makes me feel good. So that makes for a better show, I suppose. Now, the Friday Night Hangout, before we got, you know, all these holiday season and not being available on Fridays and all this kind of stuff, man. They're giving it to them kids, man. All of this stuff, you know, at a certain place, a certain thread I'm attempting to, there's this, a certain thread that I'm attempting to, a certain thread I'm attempting to do with this particular Friday night hangout. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole thing. Matter of fact, I don't know exactly what direction. I many once want to talk and reacclimate myself again for the, you know, for the particular show, because, you know, I'm you know, in a spot right now where we can get back to how I was in the heyday of the show. Since I've been back in Detroit, I kind of struggled to get back to the heights of the show that the show had, the success that the show had in when I was in Hawaii, you know. I went through a lot of stuff that I'm doing now, you know, having to reschedule. Like tonight, I had to push back a half hour. I should be, right now, I should be 38 minutes into the show. As it is, I'm only 8 minutes into the show. I had intended start this at 11, but I had to, little circumstance, I had a little issue I had to take care of real quick. I wanted to be comfortable sitting back in my own spot / studio, you know how I do. all that kind of stuff. But if I wanted to be, so, you know, I would do those type of things, but the energy to me, you know, I just remember, he walked like a mug. I'm looking at a bit of, matter of fact, let me just go ahead and turn that off real quick so I can give you all my attention. Bang, go ahead and go off. I see it go off. Thank you. Go over there. But I wanted to be to a point where I was comfortable, you know what I'm saying, being able to do what I do on the show. And but, you know, again, I didn't get to enjoy that success. Well, you know, I've been a lot of listeners. Again, this is a show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. You know what I'm saying? It's me being of service to you. But I just couldn't get that rhythm that I had when I came back to Detroit. I mean, when I left Hawaii and came back to Detroit, I just had too many distractions. That was a period that I didn't even do the show for a few months. And I'm at that spot right now where we're doing some, ready to take off. Now, again, I'm not going to go into where I started out on the Friday Night Show, but if you would like to go see where I was talking about, there are a couple of things that kind of tie together that caught my attention that give their great interest to me. And, like, one of them would be called the I actually started out wanting to talk about some stuff by a gentleman named Guy Steven Neaver. He has a couple of books out now. I own 4 of the 5 books that he has out. One of them, his first book, is called The History of God. Then the second and third one were called Beyond the Source, Beyond the Source Book 1 and 2. And the newest one, it's talking about The Origin Speaks. And what it speaks to is something that basically what it's basically talking about is something about the 12 source entities. Source Entity 1 being the creator of this particular universe that we particularly inhabit right now. But there are 11 other source entities, but they all were created by something called the Origin. And I'm not going to go, you know, too far into what I did, but this was back in like 2013 when I actually started the show, and I was talking about something. I saw something on the internet. Somebody gave me a printout, but I threw it away. I read it, but I threw it away, and I wanted to read it again. So I looked it up on Google. It's called the Hidden Hand, the Dialogue with the Hidden Hand of the Illuminati. And the thing I was looking at, I'm not, you know, too much into that conspiracy stuff, but there was something in there that caught my attention. But it kind of caught me because I would think of myself when I saw it. I was like, I would have saw that. And it talks about, in the beginning was the Infinite One. And the Infinite One, seeking to know and becoming aware and seeking to know itself, became the infinite creator, one infinite creator. And thus the creator was born. I'm like, whoa, so how the creator born? So they kind of tied in to what was going on with that. But that is so far above our plane of existence right now, even though all is one. That's the reason the name of this show is called One in the Spirit. It's called the interconnectedness of all things. And basically, what I wanted to do with this particular the Friday night hangout, whether it be the Friday night hangout or the Saturday night cafe, where, you know, I like those names. Like I get those names, not the Friday night hangout, but the cafe and the lounge. I get those from listening to Zen music on Pandora and iHeart. So they sound cool, you know. But it's just us pretty much just kicking it, you know, kicking that knowledge, you know, and talking about stuff that of interest. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I'll tell you the truth. There are a couple of few thousand listeners that have listened to this show since its inception back in June of 2013. But of this show, I only have 8 followers. And anytime any of those followers listen to I know it. It sends me an email or it'll tell me on the site, you know, on something called the dashboard. Other than that, I don't know who you are. Maybe I might get somebody who might hit me on Facebook, say, I listen to your show, an old friend or something like that, or somebody, a friend of mine is here, you know, say, but that's even few and far between. But at the same token, I do not know the vast majority of you who listen to the show. And there's a lot of you, weekly. Every time I do one, I get a vast amount of people who listen to the show. That being said, I do not know who you are. Now, that's just not to say I'm not thankful. Because, you know, again, I just want to be a service. Because it was not my idea to be a talk show. Somebody said, and I was like, okay. And it's going on 3 years later, I'm here doing this. You know what I'm saying? But in the same token, there is a mass awakening going on. Now, I am coming across a lot of stuff that's talking about symbolism. I do talk about that on the Sunday show. You know, it's all about talking about the law of attraction. The law of attraction theme shows are talking about on what's talking about Sunday. Technically speaking, even the stuff I talk about here, if you have that eye to see it, to perceive it, if you would, then you actually understand that a lot of what's going on, even on this show, on this stuff, is even tied into that particular law of attraction and stuff that goes on there. But a lot of stuff that I want to string it in, because right now I'm in a spot where I'm in a good space. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a space to where I can be a better service. You know what I'm saying? I've been fighting through it, if you would. You know, all the distractions and stuff. But now, see, there's a mass awakening going on. So, you know, I'm simply one of the cogs of the machine, being of service to the greater whole. You know what I'm saying? The greater good. Everything's as within, so without. So pretty much, something is working through me. I don't even try to give it a name anymore. But even the stuff I'm talking about, like on the Friday night hangout, where I was talking about the origin and the infinite one and all that kind of stuff, all of that stuff is going to trickle down all the way down until we get into the physical plane of existence, even though everything I'm going to talk about, even all the way up to what we would call the origin, or on the other hand, would be talking about the infinite one. Seeking to becoming aware of itself, sought to be, you know what I'm saying, seek to know itself. All of that is you anyway. We're just simply offshoots of that. The thing is, most of us, a lot of us are becoming awakened to that effect. You know what I'm saying? And this is just the one that sticks out to me. So I have to, you know, I felt I had to go with what my gut is. Because if you understand imagination and inspiration, that is that divine spark within you that's trying to get out, that's trying to express itself through you. Because to be honest with you, like I was talking about on a show last month, where I was talking about, there was just so much stuff coming through me. You know, I thought I was going to go do some business in my business, and I wound up reading and catching up on stuff, and oh, my goodness, it was all good. I see I got a caller right now. Let me pause for the call, because I said now whenever I get callers in, I normally wouldn't open the show up until like maybe 10, 15 minutes before the end of the show. But that said, I let people talk for a few seconds during the show now. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up the lines right now. And the caller from area code 717, welcome to One in the Spirit. I'm your host, Vaughn Robert. How may I be of service tonight?
Hello. I just, do you pick up anything? Kind of in general.
Oh, you just calling in to listen? Hello?
No, you do. Hello?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you. This is calling from area code 717. I was just saying, it's a new thing. I was just saying, I just started this recently where I just opened the lines up and doing the show. Because really, I just like running my mouth, to be honest with you. But now I started sharing, you know what I'm saying? I just started sharing, you know, let somebody just speak on, then I get back to doing what I'm doing. Any questions, comments, anything of this nature, ma'am?
I just called in, so I didn't catch on to that then.
Okay, then. Thank God with me for a little longer. I'm just actually what I'm doing right now. This is the first time I've been able to do a Friday show in a little while, so I'm actually trying to get it reacclimated back to where I was. I'm in a better place right now. It's all good. All good. Yes, Lord.
So what's the topic of the show?
Huh? Well, with this particular, I call it the Friday Night Hangout. And what I do, what I've started to do, I used to have topics when I first started the Friday Night Show. They would be wild topics. You can go to www.blogtalkradio/oneinthespirit and look at some of the titles I used to come up with. But what it was a conglomerate of stuff that I was coming across at one time or another in my life. But at that particular time, they started to all come together and have some connectivity to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, like the Book of Enoch. But that has some kind of relevance to me with the Lost Book of Enki, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. So it, I remember because I was in Hawaii and I came across the alpha over there. And you can't see me, I'm doing a quotation sign. I was stranded over there for like 3 years. I didn't really try hard to get back over here to Detroit, but you know I was in the Barnes and Noble and. And I tell people all the time, you know, like, you know, books jump off the shelf and just be in my hand. I don't actually remember why I picked them up and you know, all that kind of stuff. But I remember the book of, when the Lost Book of Enki, I started reading it right there in the Barnes and Noble. And for some reason, the Book of Enoch just popped into my head. But they're talking about, in the Lost Book of Enki, they speak to the Anunnaki and coming from far away and then coming to Earth and feeding mankind. Humans were originally made to be a slave race that did gold for their people to send back to their country because they had need to prepare the atmosphere, something that's amazing to this nature. But it speaks to, like, Anunnaki has a connection to Nephilim. Which is actually spoken of in the Orthodox Bible. But then you start looking at what's going on in the Book of Enoch. You think there's this talking, they may be talking about the same thing, but in two different arenas, though. You feel what I'm saying? Because where this show is going to eventually go, once I can keep that consistent flow going, it's going to start talking about angels in that nature. You know what I'm saying? Because one of my questions was when I was younger. Well, this is not so much as younger. When I was like, this is recent. When you start talking about the angels saw the daughters of men and they lusted after them.
The angels are the daughters of men?
No. Angels started lusting after the daughters of men. And then Cain, this is in Genesis, I believe, the 6th chapter, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in early Genesis. And they came and started making love to the women. Angels came and took human women for wives, and they started having babies, and that's where the race of giants came from. Well, my thing with that whole thing would be like, hold up, how is an angel lusting after anything of that nature? That's a human trait. You feel me? Like, how?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going. It may be that we think of what we've been told may not be what actually is, because if we've just accepted what somebody told us and not looked into it for ourselves. But see, I think this is where we're going as a mass awakening. When they speak in scripture of saying like the tearing of the veil of the I forget what it's called. I think it's called a veil, but I know the apocalypse means the lifting of the veil or the making known what is known. I think that's what's going on right now. A lot of us are starting to turn around and ask the question. I mean, hold up, is this or this? And it's not that, you know, we might be watching something or we might come across something or we might just, like myself, just have questions in our head that just pop up there.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And then you might have those things, and those things will, and it's actually the inner impulse from within you that's actually, you know, causing, that's prompting your awakening, or you're to, you know, now you're starting to get some stuff a little bit more straight than what you thought. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because I like one of the questions I had, I mean, this is fairly recent, like over the last, within the last 10 years. And it was no particular reason about this question I had about the question. I just, for some reason, I was sitting around just like, wait a minute, where was Jesus at? I might have been like watching Sports Center or something like that. Then all of a sudden, it's like, hold up, man, where was Jesus at from 12 to 30? So then I go back and I read a little bit more, a couple of years later. I'm like, oh, then I messed the whole game up. He was born, then he was 12, then he was 30. That's a nice gap. I mean, more than that. But the thing is with me, and I've never... I could say this. Whatever we've done, whatever we've gone through, it was for a reason. There was no mistakes made. It was just a collective choice that we all make. There's a gentleman on, has another show. I first heard him on Blog Talk. His name is Seven Bomar. I was listening to a show. He was a guest on another show on Blog Talk Radio. He was saying something that we are nothing more than prisoners of our own perfection. I was like, oh, that makes us think. When you start to talk about group consciousness, when you start to talk about group consciousness and things of this nature, a lot of stuff made no sense, but you start to think about it. If you perceive that, there was a reason for it. But now we're coming to that point where we're going back to our most natural selves and stuff. And a lot of that stuff right now, is, you know, us asking those questions, us becoming awakened, us getting away from some of the dogmas and things of this nature. You feel what I'm saying? And starting to see everything. You know, I don't even argue with people no more, because when you really get down to it, people are talking about the same thing every time.
Yeah.
You know, there's no real. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So there's no real. Everything, when you start to see, because one thing, I don't know why, and I had never read this at this time, but I had knew for some reason or another that Jesus was hanging out in Egypt, not Egypt, but India, at some time in his life. I've come across
India.
Yeah, India. I knew he was hanging out in India at one point in his life when he walked on this earth. I used to do a show when I was in Hawaii called Jesus Day, but it wasn't based on, it was on Tuesday. I did it on Tuesday on purpose. this is back when I started doing multiple days a week. And I wasn't coming from the Orthodox Bible though. I was basing that show off of a doctrine called The Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ by a gentleman named Levi. This is based on something called the Akashic Records, where you can, you can access the Akashic and look into every event that's ever happened. You feel me? So, but it's a good read, though. And when you look at it, it looks like regular scripture. It's written like scripture, but it says a whole lot more than the Orthodox Bible does. Matter of fact, before I got a hold of that, because somehow or another, I came across something called I came across Gnostic scripture, and I started getting on that story. And this is not something I look for. Actually, I was going to Orthodox Church at this time, but I was working at a school and I was working overtime, so I couldn't do I could do Sunday school, which is my favorite, but I could no longer do Bible study on Wednesdays. I mean, but when I stopped doing that overtime, I didn't go really back to church. I don't know why. I wound up going to I was in another Barnes & Noble, as a matter of fact, here in Detroit. And, again, books just jumped off the shelf. It was in my hand, the Lost Scriptures, and I started getting up on Gnostic Scriptures. I started to see some stuff that way. But the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ by a gentleman named Levi put some stuff into perspective for me. And if another person doesn't believe it, that's on them. One thing I'll tell anybody about me, I'll never, I ain't even arguing. You feel like you feel. I mean, but if I want to find something, if I want to know something, I automatically know going to come. It might be 3, 4, 5 years down the road, but it's going to come to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's two things like that in life. Good R&B finds me, and if I want to honestly know something, they're going to come. Now, that R&B thing don't work out for me all the time, you know. That be like that sometimes. But but that knowledge, it's going to find me. That's something, you know, if you come out somebody trust something, you want to talk about it, you want to know what it's like to, like, somebody be on some trust and some know stuff. Get an example when I say that. When I say that it's gonna find me. And to be funny, honestly, I was looking for something else when I actually saw that book. I was in Hawaii again. I was looking for something. I was researching something else at the time. I think it was before I started this show. And I had never saw that book. But the cover of it popped in my head. They have a great library system up in Hawaii. Great library system. I went over there, and they had it at this library. I still don't know how it is I came across that book, but I'm glad I did. And I talked about that, you know. I based the Tuesday show, when I was doing a Tuesday show, off of it talks about a lot of stuff. It talks about. It even has a lot more about John the Baptist, his life. It talks about, they call him John the Harbinger in that particular book. It talks
John
about
what?
Jesus the Harbinger.
Oh.
They have stuff in there when Jesus was 7, Jesus was 10, Jesus was 12. I think another time when Jesus was 20. You know this, how the Orthodox scripture never says whatever happened to Joseph. He was just there. One the next thing you know, is they have when he passed away in there. They have Jesus in India, Egypt, somewhere else. I forget. They have Jesus hanging out with the Magi, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, wow. I mean, it's a good look. But, you know, that's the won me. You're like, man, when I, matter of fact, I'm going to start that TV show back up. Thanks for reminding me. Let me start that. Because in the new format where I'm at now, by making the move I just made, I just bought back like 4 hours of time per day. You know, so, yeah, I mean, it's what I do. I got love for the show. I didn't even mean to do this show. Somebody was suggested it. I just did it and just wound up loving it. And here I am right now.
You sound like you love it. That's good. That's what it is.
Cool.
Man. Gotta do what you love. And as far as going back to what you said, that no mistake is made, but they also say you need to learn from your mistakes. So as far as nothing's a mistake, like,
well, technically speaking, we are all nothing more than the cumulative choices that we make. Now, if you say you're at a fork, and you say, I'm going to go to the left, certain things are going to transpire if you go to the left. You go to the right, certain things are going to transpire. Everything is according to our choices that we've made. Now, you can talk all of that. I remember the first show I ever did on this. It was, now that you know what you're going to do about it. You know, we talk all this New World Order, Illuminati. You know about this stuff. You supposedly know about it. So what you going to do about it? We talk conspiracy theory all day long, but we do nothing. What we don't realize is that everything that we've done, we actually set up for ourselves. We attract these things to ourselves. It's all us, collectively. You see what I'm saying? I did a show a few Sundays ago, and I was speaking to the collect. If you say the more attention you pay to something, you've heard that saying. Energy goes where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. Something of that nature.
Energy.
I think I'm saying it wrong, but what it's basically saying is whatever you concentrate on, whatever you're focusing on, that's where the energy goes. So collectively, whatever it is we're paying attention to, you know, this is what the Sunday shows that I do on the Law of Attraction, they speak to a lot of things that are talking about us and how the Law of Attraction is us. The secret, most people got onto the Law of Attraction via the secret. You feel what I'm saying? Things for the new way. You know, then once that came out, people started, you know, becoming more aware of what, you know, Aston Abraham Hicks and things like that. But most people call it the secret. But the secret wasn't the secret. The secret is brilliant marketing. People come out and say, hey, what's the secret? It's like when you go to church on Easter. People go to church on, you go to church on Easter, all of a sudden the church full. Like, hey, where y'all come from? I ain't seen you since, you know, since in the day. It's the same thing with the secret. Hey, what's the secret? And people want to go, they're going to go forward. Well, what's the secret? We want to go secret. The secret wasn't a secret. The only secret was that you were doing what the secret was saying. You do it all the time. We do it all the time. We create our own reality. Whether we know it or not, this is the only caveat. You feel me? This is the only caveat. So,
the mind is everything that you think you become.
Yes, exactly. Everything is mind. They tell you this, and they tell you this in hermeticism. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things I did over the holidays. I'd had the Kabbalah, and I listened to the whole audio book, and I read it, and it makes more sense now than when I first got it a year ago. It's one of them things. It was trying to jump in my hand, but it wasn't on the bookshelf. I'm on Amazon Kindle, stuff like that, on Audible, where, you know, you get your own audio books, all that kind of stuff. So it was trying to. So I actually bought the book one day, but I didn't read it just yet. I happen to get into it, you know, when I'm on the bus going to work and whatever the case may be. I had a nice little long ride so I could read. I used that time constructively that way. And I'm going to tell you something. They tell you about some stuff on there, I mean, in there that makes all the sense in the world. But once you get away from what I would say, religionizing, and yes, I know religionize is not a word, but you get away from religionizing stuff, kind of scare folks all the time, stuff like that, then, you feel me, you get away from, and you start to see yourself, because really what it really boils down to is you want to recognize yourself in all of these things. It's the same thing as saying you recognize God and everything. When you get through the core, when you get away from everything that's going on around you, you see that one still thing that's consistent. You see what I'm saying? When you see that one still thing, that one thing that's consistent, then you already know what's up. I mean, then you actually you start to recognize. It's something you can't read it. You can't be taught it. You automatically know it. So the knowing is already in us anyway. You feel me? It's laying in our DNA, which is actually unraveling, and even as we speak, it's evolving even as we speak. But it's in our DNA like zip files, waiting for, it's like a saying I just came across it this past week. When the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear.
When the what?
When the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. That means when you become ready for it. It's not necessarily that you make a choice. That's the one thing you need to understand. Some of us are just popping awake without actually knowing what's actually going on. But everything happening in your life, you are drawn to yourself according to your inner wiring, if you would. That, astrologically, one I tell people all the time, like the most important thing in your astrological chart is your north node. Your north node speaks to why you actually came into this life. I'm not talking about your moon, your sun, Jupiter, Saturn, all of that. I'm talking about your north node. It has to have something to do with the moon, but it actually speaks to, you know, why you came into this life, what you actually incarnated for. When you start to understand those inner workings like that, that have nothing to do with your name, your mother and father, your brother and sister, anything. It's talking about your sole purpose in coming into this plane of existence. You know what I'm saying? If you can understand that, then you actually understand, you start to see why things in your life are shaping up the way they are.
Yeah.
You feel me? So if you can understand that, oh my God, yeah, you start to see, you're like, oh, okay. Then you start to see, it might be a situation that you might have been like, oh, this is less than savory, you know, but you start to see, oh, now I see what that's about. Because really, it's not necessarily good or bad, it's how we perceive things. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You start to see, I was looking at it from another perspective. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, like, take for instance, like, say if you broke your leg on September 10th, 2001, which was my birthday someday. I forgot when I turned that year. But say you broke your leg and you couldn't go to work and you just happened to work and you just happened to work at the World Trade Center. So you couldn't go to work that next day. You see what I'm saying? How do you look at that broken leg then? You see what I'm saying? Oh, that broken leg is that deal right now. You feel what I'm saying? If I would have broke this leg, then I would have been at work. It depends on how one looks at these things. You start to see.
Yeah.
This is what scripture says that everything, all things work to the good of those who love the Lord. That means whatever situation is happening, somehow or another, according to your thinking, and maybe even your family line, I don't want to get that deep into it, but is actually drawn to experiences that's actually helping you evolve your the I of who you actually are. You know what I'm saying? That why, you know, towards your purpose, you know, getting you back towards to where you need to be at.
But how do you find it? How do you find your purpose? Like, how would you know?
Say that one more time.
How do you figure out what's your purpose?
What is?
Your purpose, like, in this lifetime, on this earth. Like, how could you figure out your purpose?
Oh, it's a couple of ways, actually. Really, you know what, I like astrology. You know what I'm saying? Numerology is another way. I came across a little bit more than a year ago. I came across a system of numerology. I had knew about it since 2008, but I looked at some stuff on the side. I was doing some other stuff wrong. There's something called a divine triangle, and something how you can break your year. I was telling people now. I did a show about this a couple of weeks ago on Sunday. Matter of fact, I think it was the last one because it was right after New Year. But the thing was, instead of you living your life from January 1st to December 31st, whatever day your birthday, like in my case, my birthday is September 10th, and I've done this now. I live my life from my year anyway. I count my year from September 10th to September 9th of the next year.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
But there are ways that you break that down, though. Your year can be broken down into three 4 month cycles. They have number vibrations to them. They have to do with your age, your life number, which is the breakdown of your whole birthday, and your soul number, which is to take your name, take the vowels of your name, convert them to numbers, and whatever that number is, that's your soul number.
Yeah.
Do that. But then your life actually, that happens every, your life goes in 9-year cycles. It repeats. There's a repeating 9-year cycle. If you understand what those cycles are about, then you can understand. If you understand them and you start to look at your life, you can read your book all day long. But you know what's going on in your life. If you do what Jesus was saying in Matthew 7:1, excuse me, and judge not that you be not judged. You're not talking about judging people. He's talking about not being in the world, not being too caught up in it. And understand that everything that you see, you smell, you taste, you physically feel, and yet you can hear, those with your five senses, those are nothing but more than interpreters of things that are going on within you. Because, again, as within, so without. Everything that's going on within you, everything that's going on in your life, you can actually, is a mirror of you from within. And your five senses are a way to actually interpret all of that. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's the thing is, you got to understand numbers, though. It says, I talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago. It's talking about numbers and figures. Numbers appear on the numbers appear operate on the physical, on the spiritual plane. Figures operate on the material plane. You see what I'm saying? In other words, numbers.
You said figures is on the material.
Yeah, figure like the number 6, number 7. Those are figures, but the actual number is from the spiritual plane. You know, really, the physical is nothing more than an outward manifestation of spirit anyway. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same thing with numbers. So if you can understand what this number is actually saying, but not from I see with my physical eye, but you can see with it's seen, but it's not seen with the physical eye, if you would. You can understand what I'm saying. It's an intuitive thing. It's kind of like why they say in scripture, walk by faith, not by sight. Because if you get caught up in what you're looking at, you already hit. Not understanding that what you're looking at with your physical eyes, you've already put into effect. Whatever it is, you see, whether you like it or not, you are the cause of it. But understand that you can change what it is you're seeing by actually, you know, having that inner sight before you go to, you know, see, you know, what it is before it actually manifests what it actually is you actually see. But see, by the time you see it, you taste it, you smell it, you hear it, you physically feel it, it's already too late. You've already put it into effect. The only way to actually change it, if you desire to change it or to change it to whatever it is you do want to change it to, then you have to go within and understand how it is you actually function, how you act, how it is you actually, you know, teach. And see what Jesus was actually saying. Jesus was talking about, oh, don't give no thought for what you're going to eat. Don't give no thought for tomorrow. But now, if God took care of this bird, this raven, how much more than you? You're saying we get caught up in this life and, you know, going to get degrees and jobs and houses and cars, and that's not what it is. That's why it says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. See, because once you understand that kingdom of heaven is within you, or the kingdom of God is within you, all the rest of that stuff is easy. Now, when I hear people say grind, I'm on the grind. I'm like, oh, that's just, you know, that's just not the way. You're doing it the hard way. You feel what I'm saying? Get away from that and understand how you operate from within. See, that's like, this is why this show, the Friday Night Hangout, is geared what it's geared to. I went all the way as far as I could find. I mean, it presented itself to me because I technically wasn't looking for it. It's like, what's up, dog? I was like, what's up, man? And you heard you looking for knowledge. I was like, you know, I'm always on that knowledge look. And it presented itself to me. That's how that one worked out. So, you know, that's just how it works. But I went all the way because I was like, to be honest, I was like, you know what, this biblical thing ain't working for me. Not that it's a lie, just certain things just didn't make sense to me. They will, if you want to look, knock, it's going to come to you. You see what I'm saying? And that's what really this show is. Like, there's a couple of few thousand listeners on here. I only know 8 of them, and like 2 of them I know recently. One of them made itself available to me last month. I was actually at the time talking about her show, and she actually called in. I know she was a follower. I mean, I knew how she followed me. I never spoke to her, and she actually called in on the show. I was like, wow, this what's up. But you know, it's not about me being right or anybody else being right, anything of this nature. It's really about the whole, but really all of us are nothing more than offshoots of the whole. You know what I'm saying? There's a greater dynamic going on up under. See, I like to say overplay for the underplay. Einstein said 99.9% of the things that you can actually see that affect the things that you actually see, 99.99999% of it you can't actually see. There's a whole big thing going on up in all this stuff that we see. Yeah. And was there anything else, man? Hello? 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 Okay. So I think that she's still there, but I'm going to go ahead and pause her real quick. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up the line for another caller. And give me a few seconds. And thank you for calling One in the Spirit from area code 586. Your host, Vaughn Robert, how am I be your favorite tonight?
What up, bro?
That's who I thought it was. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fellow talk show host, Tony Talks Gaming. What's good, my friend?
Nothing much. Just listening in like I always do.
By
a puppet.
Huh?
I said I'm being haunted by a puppet.
Okay.
I'm thinking about throwing them back and throw them into the river. How about that?
We don't know. Let's not do that. Let's not throw puppets in the river. That's not cool. Before I forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be on Tony's show tomorrow at 1:30 a.m. Tony.
Yep.
Tony Talk Gaming. Be on there tomorrow at 1:30 on blog here on blog. That'll be 1:30 in the morning. Not like in a couple of hours from now. Tomorrow, like 24 hours from now. Well, like 24. I take that back. 25 and some change. We're gonna be on there for real quick. I'll be on there, and you'll be talking some gaming over there with the Tony show is actually growing by leaps and bounds now, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, the gentleman got on here at my request. Hey man, why don't you get to your show? Talk about gaming. You never know what actually happens, man. You know, I was just talking to you guys. I was like, I don't know, like one or two of y'all. This is one of the guys I know who actually listened to my show. One of the eight listeners, one of the eight followers that I got. But he's like one of the couple of few thousand that I know who you are who listen to the show. So, Tony Talk. Tony Talk Gaming, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know what I mean? I thank you for reminding me, actually, because I'm going to hit you on Facebook later on. I need you to hit me with the guest calling. Inbox me your game, your guest calling. Matter of fact, you can say the guest call. Inbox me, though, because I ain't going to write it down. You know, you inbox me on Facebook. I'll have it. But, you know, go ahead and say your guest call-in number to call in and listen if they want to.
Okay.
You know your guest call-in by heart?
Yep. Actually, I'm pulling it up right now.
Oh, you know what? Also, too, tell them where they can go to actually listen to your archive shows as well.
It's called Tony Talk Gaming. You will notice by me holding a controller, a glow-in-the-dark controller. Unfortunately, that broke on me.
Yeah.
But, yeah. 1-8-3-2-7-1-7-7-4-1-7.
Say that again.
Hmm?
Say that again.
My guest call-in number is 1. Come on.
What's the area code?
Hold on. People are blowing up my phone. But anyways, I'm starting this new thing of trying to get people to join in and talk to me about gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it's going to be me, you, and my friend that actually designs games.
Okay.
His name is Anthony Risker, and I'm going to be talking to him about certain companies that we enjoy.
Right.
That developed the game.
That's what's up. So that'll be, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be Tony Talk Gaming. Tomorrow morning, well, like Sunday morning, Saturday night at 1:30 a.m. That'll be Anna Meridian. I'll be trying to learn it sometime. Boy. yeah. So, yeah, that's what's up. I'll be a guest on that show tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, at the Gentleman's Quest, and hope to see you guys there. Now, if actually you might want to listen to my show, or if you'd like to call in, there's a lot of people who listen to my show who call in I got like a couple call-ins right now. I don't know if y'all know, but I can get about 50 in. So y'all can call in. It's going to be okay. We can handle it. But most of you guys, like I sent out this link, like I'm about doing 4.5 minutes. And most people listen on the link. There's a lot of live listeners here, but I don't know you're there. I can't like I just let these two people speak just now. And I'm gonna put you back on mute, Tony. I'm gonna go back and do what I'm doing. All right. They hang out with me though. Yeah. So a lot of times, what happens, ladies and gentlemen, you guys call, you click that link. If you're there, I don't know you're there. I appreciate you nonetheless, but if you'd like to call in, like I was just having a conversation with a young lady just now. Hope I didn't put her to sleep because she's still there. The phone number's still there. You can call and have that discussion. Now that right there, that went somewhere I totally didn't expect it to go, but, you know, it's all good. Whatever happens. It's Friday night. It's Quartel Choice, so we call it the hangout. Might be somewhere. We might be elsewhere, but it's all relevant. One in the spirit. Yeah. But if you'd like to call in and, you know, have a discussion, got questions, anything of that nature, area code 646-787-79. Now, if you'd like to go and listen to any archive shows, you can actually, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, anything that I share, like even the ones right now that I'm about to share in a few seconds, you can still click on that and you can listen to it. If you listen to the archive that way, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be O-N-E for the one, not the number one, but O-N-E, the spirit. And all 100 and some odd episodes that I've done are archived right there, including this one. This will be archived as well. And, you know, the funny thing is I say 100 and something, but I didn't, you know, I'm just amazed. I'm like, damn, I'm coming up on 100. Got that 100 piece. Hey, that's what happened. You know, I was like, I tell the story all the time. I didn't mean to be on the talk show host. I was hanging out in Hawaii. You know, y'all can't see me, like I told the young lady before. You can't give me any quotation marks, but I was stranded over there. I didn't really try hard to get back. You understand? And I was a member of, what do you call it, meetup.com. And they had groups, you know, interest. I used to meet up with this one group. And this young lady had a show on Blog Talk Radio. It was in the group. I called in just to support. And you should get a show. I was like, ah, okay. Half hearted, and I messed around and did it. And, you know, the funny thing, I tell a story. We were after the meeting. And she was like, we were after the meeting. And he was like, you need to make a show. You have a name for the show. I was like, oh, One in the Spirit. It just came out. And how I got that name, One in the Spirit, I was at a church called, it wasn't an Orthodox church. It's a church based on an astrotheology. And the minister, great minister, Dr. Minister Saladin, asked me to sing the song. And I actually I wasn't even singing at the time. I never heard the song. And he'd ask me, I was like, you need that? It was a Friday. He was like, you need me to sing that Sunday? And I remember asking myself, I was like, why'd you say that? About a week later, I actually remember asking myself, I was like, I don't know. I actually learned the song on the way to church, to be honest with you. And, you know, for ever since, it's been One in the Spirit. Now, I don't actually sing it like I be doing it on here, One in the Spirit. Oh, yeah, now I don't do that. It's actually a song that, you know, goes and got another, actually it's a song. But, it's actually a song, but, that's how this show wound up being called, One in the Spirit. It's basically it's probably the shortest show description on Blog Talk. All right, just interconnecting this all things. Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. Because when you get down down to it, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's talking about the same thing. Life is consistently repeating itself. I'm into a book recently. Like I was telling the lady, I thought I was going to be doing a lot of business. I'm going to read a whole bunch of stuff. I finished off one of Alice A. Bailey's books that I've had for like 4 years called The Consciousness of an Atom, Consciousness of the Atom. And, you know, when you have an e-book off of a Kindle, Amazon Kindle app, or even if you're on, Audible, when I get the audio books up, I'm into all. Even if you have those, then once you finish a book, it's good business actually. It'll say something to the effect, hey, you know. It'll say something like, hey, people who bought this book actually bought these two, or whatever the case may be. Well, I finished off the Consciousness of an Atom, of the Atom, and there's this book called The Half-Gun Symbol of the Alphabet. I'm about 30% through it right now. God, you'd be surprised at the stuff that's right in front of us that we didn't even know about. So when I hit you with this, don't be shocked. You know what it is. You did it. And ladies and gentlemen, last thing I remember on here was doing these shows on the Friday Night Hangout, or the either Saturday Night Cafe. I had gotten down to where I started to get into some of the Law of One material. I guess it's a beautiful thing for me anyway, how things that just fall right into place I had I had nothing to do with. Well, now, I'm into some stuff on, I was talking to another talk show host who called in over the holiday season, that young lady named Tina, who has the Spiritual Power Hour. And she was talking about, we were talking about the Neville Goddard materials and things of this nature. Good stuff on YouTube, audiobooks. Yeah. If I bought every audio book, I'd be bankrupt that I ever listened to. YouTube is a great resource. Like, yeah. Y'all got as a man thinking, so is he. I'm straight. You got the whole book, too? What? The Magic of Believing? Ooh, I'm good. But he got some good stuff. And I've got on this thing called The Way to Mastery. Turns out, without me knowing, I'm in the path, I'm in a good space. But that's not to say, what I've learned was, you always say it, but claim nothing for yourself. But understand that it's God working through you. I've always held the view that if you take one step towards God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute, whatever you're going with, go with, it'll take two steps towards you. And as this is my favorite thing to do, oh my God, this is just, I could just do a whole 2-hour show, honestly, just talking about how stuff, like, wow, and this and that, and then, about 2 hours. And then pick it up the next day, as soon as I can schedule 2 hours, pick it right back up and be still going and not miss a beat. Like, the Law of One material, how did I come up? I came across that doing some research on something else. And turns out that what was going on in the dialogue with Hidden Hand of Illuminati, I know that that I know that that title might throw some people off, make some people scared or suspect, but I highly recommend that you read that. You can go to Google and click. It's like a chat room. They're not in the same spot. They're just having a conversation. It's Hidden Hand, HH and Hidden Hand, and then ATS, what people call it, Above Top Secret. Read that. When they start to talk about it, because I don't know who they are, I don't like to say he or she. When they talk about, ladies and gentlemen, when they start talking, it's on a day two. They start to ask the Hidden Hand, they're like, if your creator the same as ours, things of this nature? And they start to answer him yes and no. This will bring us closer to the core of this discussion. He starts talking about the infinite one, seeking to know it, becoming aware and seeking to know itself, created to became the one infinite creator. Right there, they start to talk about the stuff that's in the law of one material. The law of one material, again, is on YouTube. It's on YouTube. And I was able to get into it. See, these things come to you they come to you at that time. You feel me? I'm that dude hanging out. Like, yo, I seen it. I go tell it. All right. You know me. I like to talk. Uninterrupted. What? Yeah, that's me. But that, if I'm not mistaken, that's the last thing. And see, I wanted to do that, though. I want to start getting into, though this is not a religious show, we start getting into logos and infinite intelligence being infinite energy and manifestation. Once you see the power you innately have that you're actually coming into consciousness with now, it's coming into consciousness with us. Most of us don't even realize it. Most of us do not realize it. So that's where I'm going to pick it up at. I will be back. I'm about to shut it down right now. I will be back Sunday morning. Depends on how late I'm hanging out with Tony on Sunday morning early. But I'm going to do the Law of Attraction show on Sunday morning before the playoffs start. You know how I do. And, yeah. Join me there Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On One in the Spirit, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. It's the show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. Thank you for giving me something cool to do. And then either Friday or Saturday night. But you know what, though? You know I may actually pull this. I kind of like the Friday thing going. But what I may do is just do the show earlier. Because I got that kind of time now. I might pull it like the 5 or 6 and a half in the evening or something like that. And then I don't know exactly when, but I may have to break this Friday show up, though, to make it make more sense. Because like I was telling the young lady I was speaking to earlier, there are a lot of interconnected things. I'm trying to tell you, they just poured through me through the holiday. But don't have that nervous energy I used to have normally. I don't have that nervous energy I used to have. Where I just get, you just like a dog chasing his tail. Now I'm just like, okay, stay calm. It'll make sense to you. But I know I want to start doing the Jesus show again, Jesus Day, which I'll keep that on Tuesday. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, just want to let you know I'm back, unimpeded, better than ever. Missed you last week. With that, ladies and gentlemen, One in the Spirit, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. I'll catch you guys Sunday. Come on, join me. Again, if you'd like to call in, if you're listening to the show live on the link, guest call-in number where I can actually let you speak on the show is area code 646-787-1879. Again, if you're on that link, you're there, you appreciate it, but I cannot see. I don't know you're not there. I don't know you're there. So I can't actually let you on. And then if you on my archive shows, ladies and gentlemen, www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That'll be of the O-N-E variety of one, not the number one. One in the spirit. That'll be www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys thoroughly enjoy your weekend. It's a pleasure being back with you. And I catch you Sunday morning chucking them deuces. Yeah.